Today is the 28th day of June. Welcome to the Daily Audio Bible. I am Brian. It is wonderful to be here with you today and every day. Like I say all the time, it's great to be here with you today as we gather. And I'm glad we get to do this. I'm glad no matter where we are, we can gather together and take the next step forward. And so let's do that. Let's put that foot out in front of us and lean into it and let our balance shift and move forward together one more step. And our next step leads us back into the book of 2 Kings. And today we will read chapters 13 and 14. In the 23rd year of the reign of Judah's king Joash, son of Ahaziah, Jehu's son Jehoahaz became king over Israel. He reigned in Samaria for 17 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He continued in the sinful ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who had encouraged Israel to sin. He did not repudiate those sins. The Lord was furious with Israel and handed them over to King Hazael of Syria and to Hazael's son Ben-Hadad for many years. Jehoahaz asked for the Lord's mercy, and the Lord responded favorably, for he saw that Israel was oppressed by the king of Syria. The Lord provided a deliverer for Israel, and they were freed from Syria's power. The Israelites once more lived in security, but they did not repudiate the sinful ways of the family of Jeroboam, who encouraged Israel to sin. They continued in those sins. There was even an Asherah pole standing in Samaria. Jehoahaz had no army left except for 50 horsemen, 10 chariots, and 10,000 foot soldiers. The king of Syria had destroyed his troops and trampled on them as dust. The rest of the events of Jehoahaz's reign, including all his accomplishments and successes, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. Jehoahaz passed away and was buried in Samaria. His son, Jehoash, replaced him as king. In the 37th year of King Jehoash's reign over Judah, Jehoahaz, son of Jehoash, became king over Israel. He reigned in Samaria for 16 years. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not repudiate the sinful ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who encouraged Israel to sin. He continued in those sins. The rest of the events of Jehoash's reign, including all his accomplishments and his successful war with King Amaziah of Judah, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. Jehoash passed away, and Jeroboam succeeded him on the throne. Jehoash was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. Now Elisha had a terminal illness. King Jehoash of Israel went down to visit him. He wept before him and said, my father, the chariot and horsemen of Israel. Elisha told him, take a bow and some arrows. And he did so. Then Elisha told the king of Israel, aim the bow. He did so, and Elisha placed his hands on the king's hands. Elisha said, open the east window. And he did so. Elisha said, shoot. And he did so. Elisha said, this arrow symbolizes the victory the Lord will give you over Syria. You will annihilate Syria in Aphek. Then Elisha said, take the arrows. And he did so. He told the king of Israel, strike the ground. He struck the ground three times and stopped. The prophet got angry at him and said, if you had struck the ground five or six times, you would have annihilated Syria. But now you will defeat Syria only three times. Elisha died and was buried. Moabite raiding parties invaded the land at the beginning of the year. One day, some men were burying a man when they spotted a raiding party. So they threw the dead man into Elisha's tomb. When the body touched Elisha's bones, the dead man came to life and stood on his feet. Now King Hazael of Syria oppressed Israel throughout Jehoahaz's reign. but the Lord had mercy on them and felt pity for them. He extended his favor to them because of the promise he had made to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. He has been unwilling to destroy them or remove them from his presence to this very day. When King Hazael of Syria died, his son Ben-Hadad replaced him as king. Jehoahaz, son of Jehoash, took back from Ben-Hadad, son of Hazael, the cities that he had taken from his father Jehoahaz in war. Jehoash defeated him 3 times and recovered the Israelite cities. In the 2nd year of the reign of Israel's king Joash, son of Jehoahaz, Joash's son Amaziah became king over Judah. He was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned for 29 years in Jerusalem. His mother was Jehoadan, who was from Jerusalem. He did what the Lord approved, but not like David his ancestor had done. He followed the example of his father Joash, but the high places were not eliminated. The people continued to offer sacrifices and burn incense on the high places. When he had secured control of the kingdom, he executed the servants who had assassinated his father, but he did not execute the sons of the assassins. He obeyed the Lord's commandment as recorded in the scroll of the law of Moses. Fathers must not be put to death for what their sons do, and sons must not be put to death for what their fathers do. A man must be put to death only for his own sin. He defeated 10,000 Edomites in the Salt Valley. He captured Selah in battle and renamed it Jokdeel, a name it has retained to this very day. Then Amaziah sent messengers to Jehoash, son of Jehoahaz, son of Jehu, king of Israel. He said, "Come, let's meet face to face." King Jehoash of Israel sent this message back to King Amaziah of Judah. A thorn bush in Lebanon sent this message to a cedar in Lebanon. "Give your daughter to my son as a wife." Then a wild animal of Lebanon came by and trampled down the thorn. "You thoroughly defeated Edom, and it has gone to your head. Gloat over your success, but stay in your palace. Why bring calamity on yourself? Why bring down yourself and Judah along with you?" But Amaziah would not heed the warning, so King Jehoash of Israel attacked. He and King Amaziah of Judah met face to face in Beth Shemesh of Judah. Judah was defeated by Israel, and each man ran back home. King Jehoash of Israel captured King Amaziah of Judah, son of Jehoash, son of Ahaziah, in Beth Shemesh. He attacked Jerusalem and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gates, a distance of about 600 feet. He took away all the gold and silver, all the items found in the Lord's temple and in the treasuries of the royal palace, and some hostages. Then he went back to Samaria. The rest of the events of Jehoash's reign, including all his accomplishments and his successful war with King Amaziah of Judah, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. Jehoash passed away and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. His son Jeroboam replaced him as king. King Amaziah, son of Joash of Judah, lived for 15 years after the death of King Jehoahash, son of Jehoahaz of Israel. The rest of the events of Amaziah's reign are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Judah. Conspirators plotted against him in Jerusalem, so he fled to Lachish. But they sent assassins after him, and they killed him there. His body was carried back by horses, and he was buried in Jerusalem with his ancestors in the city of David. All the people of Judah took Azariah, who was 16 years old, and made him king in his father Amaziah's place. Azariah built up Eilat and restored it to Judah after the king had passed away. In the 15th year of the reign of Judah's king Amaziah, son of Joash, Jeroboam, son of Joash, became king over Israel. He reigned for 41 years in Samaria. He did evil in the sight of the Lord. He did not repudiate the sinful ways of Jeroboam, son of Nebat, who encouraged Israel to sin. He restored the border of Israel from Lebo Hamath in the north to the sea of the Rift Valley in the south. Just as in the message from the Lord God of Israel that had announced through his servant Jonah, son of Amittai, the prophet from Gath Hepher. The Lord saw Israel's intense suffering. Everyone was weak and incapacitated, and Israel had no deliverer. The Lord had not decreed that he would blot out Israel's memory from under heaven, so he delivered them through Jeroboam, son of Joash. The rest of the events of Jeroboam's reign, including all his accomplishments, his military success in restoring Israelite control over Damascus and Hamath, are recorded in the scroll called the Annals of the Kings of Israel. Jeroboam passed away and was buried in Samaria with the kings of Israel. His son Zechariah replaced him as king. Acts 18:23-19:12. After he spent some time there, Paul left and went through the region of Galatia and Phrygia, strengthening all the disciples. Now, a Jew named Apollos, a native of Alexandria, arrived in Ephesus. He was an eloquent speaker, well-versed in the scriptures. He had been instructed in the way of the Lord, and with great enthusiasm he spoke and taught accurately the facts about Jesus, although he knew only the baptism of John. He began to speak out fearlessly in the synagogue, but when Priscilla and Aquila heard him, they took him aside and explained the way of God to him more accurately. When Apollos wanted to cross over to Achaia, the brothers encouraged him and wrote to the disciples to welcome him. When he arrived, he assisted greatly those who had believed by grace, for he refuted the Jews vigorously in public debate, demonstrating from the scriptures that the Christ was Jesus. While Apollos was in Corinth, Paul went through the inland regions and came to Ephesus. He found some disciples there and said to them, "Did you receive the Holy Spirit when you believed?" They replied, "No, we have not even heard that there is a Holy Spirit." So Paul said, "Into what then were you baptized?" "Into John's baptism," they replied. Paul said, "John baptized with a baptism of repentance, telling the people to believe in the one who was to come after him, that is, in Jesus." When they heard this, they were baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus. And when Paul placed his hands on them, the Holy Spirit came upon them, and they began to speak in tongues and to prophesy. Now there were about 12 men in all. So Paul entered the synagogue and spoke out fearlessly for 3 months, addressing and convincing them about the kingdom of God. But when some were stubborn and refused to believe, reviling the way before the congregation, he left them and took the disciples with him, addressing them every day in the lecture hall of Tyrannus. This went on for 2 years, so that all who lived in the province of Asia, both Jews and Greeks, heard the word of the Lord. God was performing extraordinary miracles by Paul's hands, so that when even handkerchiefs or aprons that had touched his body were brought to the sick, their diseases left them and the evil spirits went out of them. Psalm 146. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord as long as I live. I will sing praises to my God as long as I exist. Do not trust in princes or in human beings who cannot deliver. Their life's breath departs. They return to the ground. On that day their plans die. How blessed is the one whose helper is the God of Jacob, whose hope is in the Lord his God, the one who made heaven and earth, the sea and all that is in them, who remains forever faithful, vindicates the oppressed, and gives food to the hungry. The Lord releases the imprisoned. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up all who are bent over. The Lord loves the godly. The Lord protects the resident foreigner. He lifts up the fatherless and the widow, but he oppresses the wicked. The Lord rules forever. Your God, O Zion, throughout the generations to come. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 18, 2 and 3. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in disclosing what is on his mind. When a wicked person arrives, contempt shows up with them, and with shame comes a reproach. Okay, let's take a quick look back at what we read today in the territory that we navigated through. We're working our way through 2 Kings, obviously, and so we're getting some lengthy descriptions of some of the king's lifetimes and paragraphs of other kings' lifetimes, but we're moving through this kings of Judah and kings of Israel, the northern and southern kingdoms, and we're seeing there's a lot of back and forth. Once in a while, a good king will come and restore the land and restore the people's hearts to God. And then there are generations of idolatry, and at times, the kingdoms, even though they are the 12 tribes of Israel who just decided to divide themselves into nations, at times they are at war and at enmity with each other. At other times they are allies. And obviously this is heavily influenced by who is sitting on the throne of what kingdom. And we've watched prophetic voices move through the kingdoms and through the kings. We had been working our way through the life and times and ministry and prophetic utterances of the prophet Elisha. Today we said goodbye to Elisha as we continue our journey forward through the kings. And then we flip over into the book of Acts, and now Paul is on what we believe is his third missionary journey. And so he works his way to Ephesus and spends a couple of years there. And as we navigate our way through the book of Acts, we do a lot of traveling with Paul because he's on these missionary journeys, planting churches and spreading the good news throughout the Roman Empire. But as we travel with Paul now at this point, we're kind of rounding the corner and ending our journeys with Paul, because circumstances are going to arise that prohibit Paul from traveling around. Ironically, this won't diminish his influence or impact. It will actually increase his impact in some pretty counterintuitive ways. And so we will be watching that materialize in the days ahead. And then the Proverbs today gives us something to think about. To think about in our experience of life and interaction with other people, but also to take a good hard look at ourselves. The proverb today is discussing opinions. And we all seem to have those. In fact, it seems as if we carry a number of them around with us at any given moment, and are always ready to offer. And we probably know people in our lives who can't not offer opinions, whether they're asked to offer them or not, right? We have probably people in our lives that just think they were born to tell people how they should live their lives and offer their unsolicited opinions and advice, and everything from how to fix the nation's politics to how you should be raising your children to how you should be navigating your marriage to all kinds of stuff. And a lot of times we can take those things and they can be hurtful, or we can just kind of pass them off and go, oh, that's just the kind of person that they are. But if we reflect back, a lot of times these opinions come without all of the details. They're formed without all of the ideas and circumstances being brought forth. And so There's so many assumptions inside of these opinions. And we begin to realize that what's going on here isn't anything other than the person really, really likes to hear themselves talk. They really think they know what everybody else should do. So, according to the Proverbs, those people are fools. It's not understanding that they seek. They seek an audience. They want to hear themselves talk, or to just read it out of the scriptures. A fool takes no pleasure in understanding, but only in disclosing what is on his mind. So let's take some time to observe ourselves today. We all have opinions, and we offer them often. That's conversation in a lot of ways. And in a lot of situations, we are invited. What do you think about this or that or the other thing? But let's watch ourselves, because we might catch ourselves inserting our opinion, our unsolicited advice, in foolish ways that are in no way helpful and could be very much unhealthy. The point here of just kind of taking a step back and watching the way that we interact with each other isn't to like bring shame upon ourselves. It's to grow and learn. And so may we learn from the Proverbs today, and may we not be foolish. And so, Holy Spirit, come into that. The things that we say, the things that we offer to each other, they're beautiful gifts, that this is how we share our lives. But at times, we bring our own baggage into the story and it becomes very, very unhelpful. And we flip the whole thing around so that the spotlight is on us and the whole thing has become about us and our experience and our advice and our opinion. And that can become really unhelpful, because not only are we inserting ourselves where we don't belong, but we may very well be interfering with what you are doing. And so we do need to slow down. We're continually invited to slow down and pay attention to what's actually happening. And so there's probably not a more important place to exercise some practice than in what we say, in the things that we speak out into the world. And so may we observe these things as we offer advice and opinion today. In the name of Jesus, we ask. Amen. DailyAudioBible.com. That is home base, and that is where you can find out what is going on around here. You can download the Daily Audio Bible app free from the app store that works with your device and put that all in the palm of your hand, nice and convenient. So check that out. And so we have something coming up around here that we're talking about right now. Comes up next Friday, not this Friday. This Friday is the 30th of June, the last day of this month. The following Friday is the 7th day of July. And that has become a tradition. It's like our own little community special holiday, our own little moment that we call the Daily Audio Bible Long Walk. And that's a tradition that goes all the way back. 2007. 2007 was the year in Nashville. There was a repentance and prayer gathering, a solemn day to come together as believers and repent before God. And this was going to be taking place at the stadium where our football team, the Titans, play. And we're going to be walking from Centennial Park, which is a park that was built here in Nashville that commemorated Nashville's 100th anniversary. We're another century well past that, but we were walking from there. We gathered there, and then there were tens of thousands of us, and we walked all the way down through downtown in silence. I hadn't seen anything quite like that before. Tens of thousands of people walking in silence. And at this time, there was some broadcasting of this. And so the interesting thing, it was that even as we are there kind of doing this, other people in the Daily Audio Bible community, and this is back 2007, so like the technologies that exist today that make things like live broadcasting and all that stuff so easy, they weren't easy that long ago. It's like our lives have so radically changed so quickly that just that far back, the technology wasn't there, but it was being broadcast on some television stations, and so some people in the community were watching. And there was this thing going on in our message boards at the time, and like it's before all of the kind of social media technologies that we use today. It's before all that. So in this very rudimentary way, we were kind of being together in this virtual way. We were, whether we were watching, whether we were there, like it was this thing. And it sparked something. It made me just realize this community is real. This community, we actually are in this together. And so since then, we've just commemorated the 7th of July. It just falls pretty close to the center of the year. It's a really good opportunity to regroup. It usually falls in a week that's a national holiday, at least in the United States. So we're kind of in that frame of mind, and it's like this regroup before we go into the second half of the year, that we go together as a community, that we go out into the world and enjoy God's beauty, that we go for a long walk and say all of the things that need to be said, like that we empty ourselves before God, getting it all out, everything, anything. And then when it's all out, then we're still inside and we have this opportunity to appreciate and enjoy silence. And we realize that in the silence we're listening, and we realize in the silence it's not silent. Nature is alive all around us. It is a beautiful time. And so make plans for that. The 7th day of July, next Friday. And this is obviously individual. We're all over the world. So wherever it is that you find beautiful, wherever it is that is sacred to you, go there. And then maybe take a picture. Maybe you want to remember your day. Maybe take a video or something. And then just come back to the Daily Audio Bible Facebook page. Facebook.com/Daily Audio Bible. We have a post there, or we will have a post there for the long walk. And you can post those pictures into that post. Share your stories. And then all of a sudden, we had a day and we spent it with God. And then we come back together and we hear from one another and just open up these windows, these pictures, these videos, like, all of a sudden, we get this glimpse all over the world what today look like, what that day looks like all over the world, and hear from our brothers and sisters. And so make plans for that, the 7th day of July. If you want to partner with the Daily Audio Bible, thank you. Thank you for your partnership, especially as we navigate in the summertime. Thank you. There is a link on the homepage at dailyaudiobible.com. If you're using the app, you can press the Give button in the upper right-hand corner. Or the mailing address is P.O. Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee, 37174. And as always, if you have a prayer request or encouragement, you can hit the hotline button in the app. That's the little red button up at the top. Or you can dial 877-942-4253. And that's it for today. I'm Brian. I love you. And I'll be waiting for you here tomorrow.
Hello, this is Romans 8. It's my new name. I don't know if anyone else has that. If I saw someone's name and I hear it, I will change my name. But Romans 8 is my name. And today I want to call in for the man that says he's been married for 14 years. He and his wife have had a successful business. They have great children. But his relationship with his wife has not been very good. And he's grown an emotional relationship with someone else from work, I believe. And so you're wanting prayer for that. And you've asked God. I first just want to start out by saying, I am so encouraged by the fact that you want prayer. I think that that is such a beautiful thing. The fact that you're willing to say, God, change me. Change me right now. There are so many people in this world that are in your place that just dive straight into it and say, you know, nope, I'm doing whatever. But the fact that you're coming to God saying, Lord, please change my heart is so encouraging and it's beautiful. And I have confidence that God will work through this situation. And so I just wanted to give out that encouragement and also just pray for you real quick. Our Father in heaven, thank you so much for this man that is calling in and asking this community to pray for him. Lord, would you soften his heart? May this emotional relationship that he has with this other person change and go away, and that God, you would help him to love his wife, to love her the way that Christ loves the church, and that God, ultimately through this all, you may be glorified, and that you would soften his heart. May he turn to you through this whole process and help his wife through this as well. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. All right. Well, I hope you all have a blessed day and hope you'll call in.
Hey, everyone. This is Emily of Jim and Emily in Swansea, Wales. And I want to thank everyone who prayed for Alice Babu, my friend Deepak's wife in Bangalore, who has been suffering with cancer and then hepatitis. And it's just been a crazy journey for over a month with her in the ICU. And she went to be with God this morning, 21st of January at 10 o'clock. And it's very hard. But I was listening to Brian. First is where Elisha tears his clothes in grief. And I thought that was very interesting, because even though Elisha knew that Elijah had gone to heaven, he still grieved. And we know where Alice is, and her body is in a better place, but our hearts are sad. And I think about what Brian said about wherever we are, God is there. We can't hide from God. And he wasn't hiding from us as we prayed for healing, for a miracle, and he suffers with us and mourns with us. So thank you, Brian, and thank you everyone for praying. And please pray for Deepak, and he's got two grown daughters, Prerna and Tasha. Yeah, please pray for them and healing and of their hearts as they grieve.
Hello, Daily Audio Bible. My name is Bimbola. Today's Thursday, the 22nd. I heard a young person call in to ask for prayers because his parents are going through a divorce, and my heart went out to them, to him, and to the whole family. And I would like to pray that the Lord will step into the storm and let peace reign. He will touch the hearts of both parents. Let them see the higher purpose in Christ. Let them think about the welfare of this very wise child or children that they have. That the Lord will restore what seems to be broken. Send helpers their way, O God. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you to Brian and the family for the great work that they're doing. Thank you to everyone on this community for the peace that we all experience when we come here. Thank you, Jesus.
Good morning, everybody. This is God's Smile here. And as I'm sat this morning and I'm thinking about our beautiful community, and so many are going through such hard times, and the song and the words came to me Hide me now, Father, under your wings. Cover me with your mightier hand. When the oceans rise and thunders roar, I will soar with you above the storm. Father, you are king over the flood, and I will be still and know you are God. Father, I pray for my family that you've given me, that I listen to, and those who listen quietly, who are going through storms, and they see the flood rising. But you, Lord, are king over the flood, and you help us to be still and to know you are God as your hand moves upon our life. Father, help us to be patient. Help us to draw from the life of Christ, that we may be still and know you are God, that we may know of your love and your grace and your mercy towards us. We love you, Lord. Thank you that you've gone before us. And time's ticking away, my dear friends. Kiss, kiss.
Lawrence in Atlanta. This is Lawrence in California. My brother, my heart is breaking for you this morning. I see the road that you're headed down. I'm down that road already, brother. Please turn around. Turn around now. It's not too late. Turn around now. Please reach out to me if you can. LawrenceDacus@gmail.com. That's Lawrence with a W. D as in David, A, C as in cat, U, S as in Sam @gmail.com. My brother, please reach out to me. I have something to share with you that no one else can share with you. I'm down the road that you're traveling already. Please turn around.